Pastor Mike McCoy, welcoming you to the time of truth. Joshua chapter number 2 is where I'm going to be today for just a little while. And am I on, Jeff? I've got this. Did I turn this thing on? I'm going to be here just a little while today, and we'll turn you loose and let you go get some of that good food that's in there. And Roland already apologized to Brother Barry and told him that there would be ham in that room in there, and he's okay with it. He's not going back out on us or run off. So, anyway, it's just a good day. You know what topped this day off? That's exactly right, Brother Dennis. If someone in this room today that doesn't know the Lord, and maybe you've been to church for a long time. Brother Alec was telling me about how many, 17, 20, I don't know how many was saved at that meeting CT was preaching, and said one of them was a 51-year-old preacher's wife got saved. How about that? Been in church a long time, long time. Never come to the place and the free pardon of sin. I mean, just, you know what? And say, well, that's awful. No, that's glorious. That's glorious right there. Joshua chapter 2, I'm going to read one verse, but I'm going to expound on this chapter, and I'll do it as quick as the Lord will let me. I'm so nostalgic today. I got my dad's watch. I got my dad's watch right here. I'm going to where they are one of these days. Amen. I'm going to where they are. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 18. If they're there, shout amen. Oh, there's a few of you there. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet. This line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. Thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household home unto thee. Father, I love you, and I thank you for the day, Lord. It's a real good day. I thank you for what you're doing in this church and with our people. I thank you for the sweet Spirit of God that I felt today. And I'm depending on you, Lord, to do something today that you would fill my mouth and guard my tongue and preach me inside the bounds of this holy writ. And that everything that's said and done in this place today would glorify you. I'll crawl off in a corner, Lord. No glory to me, nor to any man, but to God, Jehovah. Lord, let us glorify you in all that's said and done. And Father, save some lost soul here today. What a wonderful, wonderful day to see someone saved. Bless this for your sake. I ask it in my King's name, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And amen. Now, for Bible students, this is familiar ground. But something I've learned, not everyone's a Bible student. So let me catch us up to this place where we're at right here. God, and I'll be brief as I can, but God has had the children of Israel in Egypt for 400 years. He has led them out by the hand of Moses. They have passed through the Red Sea. They get to the very threshold of where God wants them to be. They send spies in to search out the land, and 10 of them bring back an evil report, and 2 of them come back with a good report. And the only 2 that survived were the ones with the good report. The rest of them died in the wilderness. Now for 40 years they've been in the wilderness here, circling, wandering around. Moses has died. They've lost those, that generation of those that wouldn't go in, and they've come up they're very close, they're to the threshold, they're at the bank of the river, they're ready to go into the promised land that God has promised to give them. Aren't you glad God keeps his promises today? Hey, they have come to the very threshold of it. Now, they send a couple of spies in to search it out, and this time it wasn't to bring back a report. It was a tactical maneuver, if you would. They're going in to see what's the attitude of the people whom they're about to take over. And so they get into this place and they come into the city of Jericho. And of all the things that they do, in verse number 1, here's what you see. You see the providence of God. Of all the places in the town that they could have gone, they go to a harlot's house. Now you would think that's the last place that these men would go is to the house of a harlot. But let me tell you, friend, it doesn't matter what your past is. It doesn't even matter what your present condition is. God can intervene and change everything about you in a moment of time. The moment that you will believe or receive, such as Brother Barry, the Holy Spirit will come in. And I'm telling you, everything looks better. The day gets brighter. Hey, the steps are quicker. The love of God abounds within us. We see the providence of God. Of all the people in this city, to my knowledge, according to the scripture, I don't find any other believers in town. Say, well, now she's a harlot. Oh, but watch this. We see the providence of God in verse number 1. She begins, when the spies come and she takes them in, she begins to speak to them. And in verse number 9, you see a people fainting. In other words, she begins to tell him, said, hey, they know about you. They not only know about you, and I would to God this be the case, but they know about you, God. They've seen what he's done for you. They've seen what he's done for you. And these people are fainting. They're worried about you. They know they're in trouble. If you're coming, they're in trouble. You'll find that in verse number 9. In verses 10 and 11. This is sweet music right here. Verses 10 and 11. For we heard how the Lord dried up the water of the Red Sea for you when ye came out of Egypt, and what he did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were on the other side of Jordan, Sihon and Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. Watch this. And as soon as we has heard these things, you know how faith comes? A plus. Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And without faith it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. You know what diligently seeking him will do? It'll make you get on an airplane in Chicago and fly to Tennessee. It'll make you, when you come to the fork of the road, think, I'm not going to go that way. And all of a sudden, that's the way you turn and go. Yep. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. He can be found here this morning. He is in this place. The Lord is in this place. His presence is near. Here's what she said. As soon as we heard these things, our hearts did melt. Neither did there remain any more courage in any man because of you. For the Lord your God, he is God in heaven above and in earth beneath. Do you see what that statement is right there? The Lord your God, who is he? God in heaven above and earth beneath. You know what that is? That's a statement of faith. You know what we've seen? We've seen the providence of God. We've seen a people fainting. But right here we see personal faith. It takes that. We're saved by grace through faith, that not of ourselves. It is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. If you could do it yourself, you could boast in it. Listen, Brother Barry could have boasted. I kept the law. I've done these things. I mean, that is, you could boast in that, but I'm telling you, the grace of God, no man can give that but him. I can't boast in that. I had nothing good to give him. Saved by grace through faith. Put my faith, it came by hearing. Put my faith in the Lord. Hey, you know what that equals? Salvation. Praise God. Now quickly today, that's just my introduction. I want to give you three little things in this scripture right here that the Lord pointed out to me in reading and prayer, and pray that this will be a help to you. First, in verse 15, I found this interesting. I want us to consider the cord. Then she let them down by a cord through the window, for her house was upon the town wall, and she dwelt upon the wall. She lets them down by a cord. These men know that even though the people have fainted, they are greatly outnumbered. Should they fall into the city, should they come, the king of the town, the governor, the man in charge, if you would, should he send a group of people there, even though had fainted because of the children of Israel, they're greatly outnumbered. How many knows that if you're walking down the street and you think, I got the Lord on my side and there's an entire gang there, he doesn't expect you to drop your head and charge them. He'll provide a way of escape. That's what the wise man does. Here's what they're doing. I want us to see this. I want us to see the strength of that cord. You know what? It was strong enough to get them to a place of safety. The cord was everything they needed to get them to a place of safety. Now they're going to have to, stay where you at, preacher. That cord let them down. Now, as you read this passage of scripture, they are on the ground and she's speaking to them, apparently out the window. Now they could have run off, but they're working. They're working. The Lord is working with them to her and through her, from her to them. Are you with me? Are you asleep? Don't go to sleep yet. We're not even eating the big meal. We see that word there literally means rope. It changes in just a moment. I want us to consider that, the strength of that. Do you know that there's a cord that's strong enough to get you to the safe place that you need to be today? It's plenty strong. You'll never extinguish the strength of the cord that God has to get you where you need to be. Young people making decisions going to affect you the rest of your life. In the next few months, few years, there's going to be things that's going to affect the rest of your lives. But there's a strong cord. It's able to keep you in a place of safety. Jason and them down at the camp this week, trying to encourage our young people. Jonathan down there preaching to them, trying to encourage our young people. 7, 10 people of them saved, something like 10 of them saved. Glory, hallelujah. That'll at least make you smile today. There it is. You know what? They got a hold of the cord. Strong enough to get them to a place of safety. You can't do it on your own. These men needed help. There she is. There she is. She's in the window. Maybe they jump out of the window, break a leg, an arm, kill themselves. No. Just happens to be a cord there. Just happened to be a cord there that was strong enough to let them down where they needed to be, to a place of safety. I not only want us to consider the cord, but look here with you, if you would, with me. I want us to go back to my text verse in verse number 18, and I want us to consider this. Not only the cord, but I want us to consider the color. Just any old rope won't do. Behold, when we come into the land, that don't sound like much doubt to me, does it you? No, we're coming. Look here. I'm glad you don't have to wait till you get to heaven to find out if you're going to get in or not. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life. Hey, even to them that believe on his name, aren't you glad that you know you're going? If you fell over right now, you know what's going to happen. Listen, in COVID, when I didn't know if I was going to get better or not, I crawled in the prayer hole that evening. I said, God, if you're going to take me home, just strap me in and take me off. It'll be all right. I know where I'm going, and it's going to be a good landing when I get there. If you're not that sure about it today, you need to be that sure about it. I read something Adrian Rogers said this past week. He said, if you don't have enough faith to get you to church on Sunday, how in the world do you think you got enough faith to get you to heaven when you leave this world? I thought that was pretty good. Kind of quiet right there. What did he say? Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet. Now, the cord's one thing, but the color is something else. The word color, the word scarlet here means crimson. It speaks to that blood that it was spoken of earlier, Brother Barry, over the door. And on the... celebrate the Passover. And here we have this crimson, and you've heard me tell this many times, but it's worth mentioning again, just quickly, because that crimson, number one, it comes from an insect. It's the Coccus alyssus, the crimson grub. And you mash this grub, and out of that grub, upon the death, when that... It dies to give forth this crimson red, and the eggs are actually included in the liquid that comes forth from them. So in death, it gives forth life. It attaches itself to a tree in nature and dies. The psalmist said in Psalm 22, I am a worm and no man. That worm there means crimson grub. Attaches itself to a tree and dies, and that red crimson dye with the life in it comes forth. I said, my Lord. I know who that's a picture of. That's the Lord. And you know what? Without that crimson in the cord, that's just another rope. But it's the crimson rope that makes a difference. You know what she done with that crimson, that scarlet line? It began, he called it a cord. Now he calls it a line. You know what she done with that? She put it in the window. So, you know what that is, Brother Gordon? You know, it is to identify herself with something. You know what the crimson cord does for us? It identifies us with someone. And here's the thing. She knew if it's in the window, she could see it on the inside, but other folks could see it on the outside. Is anybody with me? Yes. If you've got that crimson cord about you, you know what? You know it's there on the inside, but Brother Roland, you can see it on the outside. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away, and behold, all things become new. It's a brand new day, praise God, when the crimson cord is stretched across the window, and you're not only seeing it on the inside. I'm about to preach myself happy. Hey, but people's are seeing it on the outside. They say something wrong with them. They act a little peculiar. Hey, the preaching of the cross to them that perish is foolishness, but to us that are saved, it is the power of God.
Amen.
There it is. Got your cord up. Got your line stretched. See it inside and out. You know what I found interesting in this? is verse number 21. And she said, according unto your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed, and she bound the scarlet line in the window. You know what that is in the window? That's all her hope. She knows that they're camped on the other side of the river. And when they come in, listen, they're not taking hostages and they're not taking prisoners. No, they're going to utterly destroy them. I don't know the exact population of Jericho. I hadn't, or what they might say it was at that particular time, but they know if this God that dried up a sea and walked all these people across there, a million and a half, whatever, 650,000 men and women and children, we walked them across that. Now, I'm going to tell you, friend, that wasn't some little dry path like this right here. That you walk that many people across, he's dried that thing out. It's big and it's dry and they're walking across. Hey, they're stirring up a dust cloud, and when Pharaoh thinks he's going to take them in, comes across and God drowns him in the same water that they walked through. It drowns Pharaoh and the army. Hey, listen, it's a big deal, and they know that that people with that God's coming into their town and they're unprepared. But here's the grace of God. He's long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish. How many opportunities has he given you? Over and over for 400 years. This isn't the first time these folks ever heard about the Hebrew children. They've been gone for 400 years. God's hand's been outreached. They could have come. They could have sought him at any time. They knew who they were when they left. They wanted nothing to do with their God. And over and over. So now for 40 years. It's been 40 years since God dried the sea up for them. So for 40 years, they've heard the stories about a God who opened up the sea and walked these people across and then drowned Pharaoh's army behind them. They've heard this for 40 years, and yet they didn't reach out to him. This is all pre-Jesus, you understand. I mean, this is going way back. All they have to do is say, I want to be one of them. And God takes in the sojourners and the strangers. Amen. And there they are, Brother Roland. For 40 years, God's been reaching out. How many times did he reach out to you? And apparently, the only one in this town that believed that God had taken her in is a woman named Rahab, who's a harlot. You know what you see in verse 21? She bound that cord. You know why? Because of concern. You see the cord, you see the color, you see the concern of Rahab. Why did she do that? She's following the orders of the spies. Here's who he told her to go get. And I'll give you the title of my message. Thou shalt bring thy father and thy mother and thy brethren, all thy father's household, home unto thee. My thought this morning is this: bring them home. Bring them home. How sad. How sad would it be to be standing on the outside of the scarlet thread, and everyone in the house is safe? So you don't know that. Oh, I do know that too. I'll give you the chapter and verse. Chapter 6 and verse 17, everyone in Rahab's house was spared. Said, we're going in and utterly destroy everything except... He's in harlot. Over there, it's got a red line, crimson line in her window. Everybody in her house, spare them. Spare everyone. Spare those in that house, that crimson cord, the ones behind that cord. Praise God, friend. You know what that is a picture of to us? It's a picture of the blood. Everyone behind that cord, you're going to be spared, glory to God. That's the ones right there. Hey, the wrath of God, you are saved from the wrath to come. That is not true with those that be outside the family of Christ.
Amen.
Here's a kicker. Here's the change God makes in people. We see the lives spared, but you know what we do when we get to Matthew in chapter number 1 and begin to read the lineage of Christ? You know whose name we find right in there with them? I feel like dancing, Joe. Glory to God. Let me get the right verse. It's Matthew 1 and 5. You ever hear of a guy named Boaz? He had a mama. Guess what her name was? A plus. That'd be her. All because she believed on what the men of God had said. She put up the crimson cord. Praise God, the scarlet line. Her family was spared. And not only was her family spared, but God's going to use her. He's going to take that old Gentile dog in. Hey, you believed it enough, I'm going to put you in the lineage, praise God. You know what he's done for us? He's put us in there, Brother Brantz. He's put us in there. You don't accidentally get there. Did you know faith without works is dead? It takes action. You'll not only find her in Joshua and in Matthew, you'll find her in Hebrews, and you'll find her in Peter or James 1. I forgot, I didn't write it down. But you'll find her in the other epistle. They just kept talking about her. What are they going to say about you? I've heard it said of men that they tried to save the world and lost their own home. You know what this is today? This is opportunity. God's stretching out his hand. He's saying, hey, today I'll take you just like you are. Say, I've got to do this. Then I'm going to clean myself up. No, you won't. You can't. What can wash away my sin?
Nothing but the blood.
Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. That's what makes us whole. He came into his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe upon his name. Not by the will of man or the will of the flesh, nor by blood, but the will of God. What is the will of God? God's not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. How in the world do I do that? Call on the name of Jesus. Whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Amen.
You know what I'm trying to do, Brother Jason? I'm trying to bring them home. So yesterday, JoBeth had a wedding to attend, so and I went and visited Brother Jim Friday up in Nashville at the rehabilitation unit. And so we seized on that opportunity, it was going to be hot at this wedding. We didn't think Colin would be. He's not always the angel that you've seen here this morning. And so we thought it wasn't very good idea for him to attend that wedding. Young children and weddings aren't the best idea you ever had. And so we brought Dusty and Colin home with us and had a good day yesterday. JoBeth went to the wedding Yesterday afternoon, she said it was miserable hot. The chairs were right out in the sun, down in the valley, down there and off the mountain. And it was hot enough here. It was really hot in the valley. And said it was just, she's coming home. It came that storm, y'all. If you're like me, you got any trees around your house, you get to pick up a bunch of sticks for about the 200th time this year. And it came that storm, and she missed it. And she pulled in. And Pat said this. She said, "Colin, Mommy's here." And he's got this thing he does. He flaps his hands like he's going to fly away. Toots and yells and went running through the house. "Mommy, Mommy." She come in the door and he went running to her. I mean, he just seen her Friday. But it's like he hadn't seen her in a long time. She had made it home. They some been gone quite a while, Paul. I haven't seen them in quite some time. But here's how God's blessed this old country boy. I don't have one person in my immediate family that has died that I don't have hope of seeing in heaven. I'm telling you, millionaires don't have what I got. Well, God been good to me, been good to me. Do you know what we're trying to do for others? You know what? Brother Barry said it. I know I keep using him, but he's the perfect illustration. I have a brand new family. You know what we're trying to do? We're just trying to bring them home. We're just trying to get them inside the scarlet thread. Because everybody that gets in that room is going to be okay. Now, everything about the city was destroyed. I mean, it was a bad day in Jericho. But everybody inside Rahab's house, hey, they left there tonight, that afternoon, with a brand new family, singing a brand new song with a brand new life for the rest of their days. You could have that today. Or you can say no to it. A lot of people do. They just say, "Not today." Well, now's the accepted time. And now's the day of salvation. Can your mama play "Sound Like Home"? Sister Jules, you come to the piano. Brother Roland, you come sing for us. And yes, I thought about this morning as I was getting ready. I thought that'd be a perfect song to sing today for an invitation. It sounds like home. We're going to stand to our feet today. Brother Roland's going to sing. I hadn't forgot you, Brother Irvin. You give me just a few minutes and we're going to do business with Brother Irvin. But for right now, I want you to consider this. If you've never been saved, I'd ask you, if Brother Roland sings, you'd just come forward today and say, "Lord, be merciful to me, a sinner." That's all the publican done. While he sings, do you need to come? Brother Robin, go ahead. Pastor Mike McCoy, thanking you for joining us at the Time of Truth.